Temple of Vampires.
This is your time to get some sleep, Doc.
Well, no stone benches? Not me.
The others seem to be making out.
Yeah, I know. Now they do. It's more than I can figure out. I'd rather sit out here and talk with you.
Keep your voice down. Let them get what rest they can.
Sure. Does it kind of make your stomach turn over?
What's that?
Knowing right out in front of us about 3 feet is nothing but space.
Just makes me want to keep away from it.
Uh-huh. And that female vampire, whatever she was, just jumping out into it and floating off.
You mean that's what you think she did?
I ain't a fooling, Jack. She did it.
Mm-hmm.
And all right, then. You tell me what to come up.
I don't know. But she didn't float off.
But I had a grip on her. I felt her go out and she slipped through my fingers.
Maybe.
And more than that, I was standing between her and the steps, so... Well, she couldn't have come down that way.
Now, you said that before.
Yeah. You and I searched every priest's cell on this blasted ledge.
That's right.
And did we find any sign of her?
No.
So, there was no way for her to get off this ledge but to jump.
Doc, tell me everything you can remember about her.
Well, it was dark, of course, so I didn't see her.
Yeah, I know.
But she could see me.
Did she say so?
Yeah, she did. And even before that, I reached out my hand in the dark to feel where she was, and she stopped me. She said not to touch
her. Uh-huh. What did she want?
Well, she wanted to talk a little, the way I got it. And Jack, she had the softest, silkiest little old voice.
Did she ask any questions?
Well, I don't think so. I asked most questions. Oh, wait a minute. There was one thing.
What?
Wanted to know if we'd be keeping Hermie here all night.
She made a point of asking about the boy?
Yeah, asked particularly.
Did she say why?
Seemed awful interested in his nice white skin. Maybe she likes him young.
White people must be pretty exciting to them after centuries of nothing but Indians.
Huh? Meaning what?
Vampires.
Jack, you sure enough think I was talking to a little she vampire?
Very red lips and sharp white teeth are characteristics.
Uh-huh, so I've been told.
Yeah, in storybooks. Was she barefooted, you know?
Well, I wouldn't be knowing that. Why?
I told you about Reggie and me finding the footprints of a girl in the dust of the underground chambers.
Probably hers, all right. Unless there'd be a lot of them. You think maybe there might be?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, I asked her about them human bones down in that underground pit.
What did she say?
Nothing.
That's a great help.
Yeah.
What else did you ask her?
I don't remember much. Oh, yeah, about that dead Indian. There's no blood in him out on the path.
Yeah?
Uh-huh, and she said, this is the temple of vampires.
Knew all about the Indian's body, huh?
Acted like it. Jack, you know, that'd explain those big man-sized things with no wings that we seen floating back and forth across the temple.
The dead Indian?
No, that vampire girl jumping off this ledge. Maybe they do it all the time.
Good trick. Make a lot of money in the circus if it's true.
Yeah, I'll tell her next time I see her. No kidding, though. It does tie up in a way.
Well, you better forget it.
Doesn't make sense, huh?
No.
Yeah.
Doc.
Huh?
What do you make of Hermie?
Darn if I know.
You like him?
Well, how can you help it? It looks to me like a little fella who just ain't by nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Old man was no account and got tired of having a kid around his neck, so we up and stowed him away on our airplane.
Doesn't seem to miss his father.
The way I got his father figured, he missed him all right. But it's a good miss.
Glad to be rid of him.
Yeah. You got something different figured out?
Yeah.
And I thought so. You've been down from the start and... It's not like you, unless you got a reason. How do you figure?
Did you notice his clothes?
Well, not much, I don't guess.
Interesting. Do you usually find an expensive and recently pressed and clean suit of clothes on the son of a tramp?
Well, I'd be rolled over and found wormy.
Hands clean, neck and ears clean. That's hard to do when you're on the bum, riding freight cars, thumbing rides.
Yeah, don't I know. Jack, maybe you got something there.
Another thing. It isn't natural for a 7-year-old not to know his last name.
You mean he's a kid from some nice home that's run away and he's not telling us the truth?
It adds up.
But that don't explain you riding him the way you've been.
I think it does. He's got coming anything he gets if he's run away from home, worrying and frightening his folks.
Well, yeah, there's that all right.
And as far as I'm concerned, he's going to wish he'd never seen an airplane by the time I'm through him.
He is a nice kid, though.
No kid's nice for my money who hasn't got more sense of responsibility than that.
Well, yeah, you might be wrong.
Maybe.
Hey, Jack.
Now what?
Somebody's coming down below with a torch.
Now, there's two of them.
3, 4, 5, 6. Well, would you be looking at that now? That must be some kind of an election rally.
There's a carrying something. Circling around the altar.
Must be 20 or 30 of them.
Listen.
Bunch of the Rumba Boys getting together.
All dressed in black robes like the man Sonny saw.
Can you see what they're carrying?
Wait.
Jack, it's the body of a man.
Yeah, it's an Indian.
Yeah, nothing but a loincloth. Suppose he's dead?
Yeah, he's dead, all right. Look, they're going down the steps to the underground passages.
More bones for the pit, huh?
Looks like it. Hold it. And there goes the torch parade.
What sort of goings-on is that, anyway?
Some sort of rites for the Temple of Vampires.
Jack, you mean to sit there and say all that gang was vampires?
How do I know? At least they seem to be priests of the temple.
Yeah, robes and torches and stuff. Hey, Jack.
Now what's the matter?
You just now get colder. You're getting colder in here. Am I having a chill?
Must be you.
Not to give anybody the creeps.
We must be almost out on the ledge.
Watch it, Jack. Yeah. If you go walking off that ledge with Sonny in your arms, it's 50 feet straight down.
I'm feeling the way. Yeah, here we are. Doc, you got the flashlight?
Yeah. You want
to flash it on? Find out where we fastened the rope.
There she is. Down yonder, a little to your left.
Now then, I'll put Sonny down for a minute.
Don't forget we fastened the rope up out of reach.
Yeah. Come on, step in my hand and go up after it.
Okay.
Hold it.
Got it?
Yeah.
There.
Now fasten it on the lower hook where I can reach it.
Okay. Ooh-wee. Boy, I don't blame Sonny for not liking high places.
Well, never mind that, Doc. Help me.
Do what?
I'm going to take Sonny across on my back.
Unconscious body's kind of awkward. To think we can do it?
Yeah. Lift her up on my back.
Uh-huh. Here she comes.
Now hold her up while I get hold of her legs.
Jack, how's that?
All right. Now back against the wall and hold her in place. Now come around in front.
Good as done.
I've got her legs around my waist. Now tie them together. Now here's a piece of rope.
Oh, yeah, I get the idea.
We'll do a good job of tying. If she starts to slip going over, there'll be nothing I can do.
Yeah. There, that'll hold.
Now tie her around my neck.
Uh-huh. Jack, she's going to be a little...
Hey, listen.
What is it?
I keep feeling and I hear shuffling noises all about me.
Shuffling?
Well, not exactly. More like little sucking noises. You know,
Well, that's great.
Well, fella, how are we going to work this now?
I'll take Sonny over on this rope. You take the rope down the ledge further. Okay?
Sure.
All right, before I jump, go down and see if your rope's all right.
Good idea.
Doc, what's the matter?
I got it, Jack.
You all right? You bet I'm all right.
Did you hear the flapping of wings as he went over?
What was it? What happened?
Well, just one of them big he-bats are sitting there on the ledge making sucking noises at me.
They're out on the ledge?
Well, that was one. I let him have it, and he high-dived off the ledge.
It's time we were getting out of here. Is your rope all right?
Right as rain.
All right, then, let's go.
Remember to hang on to that rope like you never hung on before. You're carrying double.
Uh-huh. There. I got a good grip with my knees.
How's that?
All right. Now, don't waste any time, Doc. The minute I hop off, you go down and take off on your rope.
You think I won't?
Well, here I go.
Luck, Jack.
Yeah.
Be seeing you.
Man, that's like high diving into space. Well, come on, Doc, my lad. We're next.
Yep, my rope down.
There.
Hey, what's that? Look out! Hey, Jack!
Jack, what's the matter with Sonny?
Just fainted. Come on, get her untied and off my back.
You brought her across on that rope?
Made it all right. Here, unfasten her feet.
Well, just a minute.
Everything been all right over here?
Yes, as good as gold. Hermie's still asleep. Angelina unhappy, but behaving herself. There's Sonny's feet.
Now untie her hands around my neck.
Yeah, I'm getting it. What made her faint?
Fright at having to swing across.
Oh. Did you have a bad time of it? Where's Doc?
He'll be here in a minute, swinging over on another rope.
There she is.
All right. Lift her down off my back.
Quite. There, I got her.
Now, on that stone bench alongside of Hermie.
There she is.
She'll be all right.
What's the matter, Jack?
Well, hello. You awake, Hermie?
I guess so.
You better go back to sleep.
Who's lying here beside me?
Sonny.
Sonny? But, Jack, I haven't got any clothes on. I don't want Sonny to see me.
Well, you've got a loincloth. That'll have to do you until morning. Besides, it's dark.
Why doesn't she say something?
Sonny? Well, she's asleep. She'll wake up pretty soon.
Well, I hope she don't until I get my clothes back.
Well, that seems to bother you a lot, youngster.
Yeah, sure it does. Fella don't feel right without clothes.
Well, you go back to sleep. We'll take care of you in the morning.
I ain't sleepy now.
We'll try.
Okay.
Jack, isn't it queer Doc hasn't come?
No. I wonder if he's up to something.
Well, you know Doc.
Crazy idiot. Tell him to follow me right over.
Well, you don't suppose anything's gone wrong?
Well, I don't see how it could. The bats were loose over there, but they couldn't get at him on the ledge. He has my flashlight and a gun.
It seems kind of queer, though.
Well, let's get out of this priest's cell.
Out on the ledge?
Yeah.
Hey, can I go too?
Hermie, you were going to sleep.
Oh, gee whiz.
Anyway, you stay right where you are. You've got enough trouble without you falling off the ledge.
Okay, fella.
Come on, Reggie.
Not a sign of him.
No. I wonder if I shouldn't go back over.
With those blood-sucking rodents loose?
Bats aren't rodents.
Well, they are for my money.
Anyway, these big things don't look like any rodents I ever saw.
Couldn't we call across to him?
No, not this distance. Echo just makes a din. I guess I'd better go.
How about letting me go over?
No, I've got the hang of the thing. Besides, I know the layout over there. If Doc's just over there, I'll wring his neck.
And once for me.
Well, here I go.
Good luck.
Oh, Reggie.
Yes, Jack.
Keep a close guard on the door of the monk's cell.
I'll be watching.
All right. So long. Here goes. What's
that? What's that?
Doc, is that you?
Jack.
What's happened here?
Fella, it's like we met out here in midair.
Our ropes are all tangled together.
Yeah. What you doing out here?
I was just going back across to find you.
Well, here I am. Out here swinging 50 feet from the floor. Anyway, that far from the ceiling.
You think that's funny?
I don't think it's one blame bit funny. Hey, we're spinning. Our ropes are coming untangled. Look.
Hang on to each other's ropes. Let's keep together for a minute.
Yeah.
What happened, Doc? We shouldn't have met out here. Our ropes are 10 or 15 feet apart.
Yeah, I know. I was swinging in a circle.
That's a big help.
I couldn't help it, Jack. Just as I got a hold of my rope, something pushed me off the ledge.
Pushed you off?
Yeah, a minute sooner, and I wouldn't have had the rope in my hands.
You didn't see what did it?
No. Anyway, I went off the ledge sideways, and that threw me in a circle. I never even come close to our age.
Well, we're in one swell pickle.
You're telling me. Then when you come along, our ropes crossed, and here we are.
Well, we can't hang here all night, that's certain.
What if we could? Daylight wouldn't help none. Show us how far it is to the floor.
That's great.
And down in this part of the country, I don't imagine they got any firemen with nets to jump into.
Look, Doc.
Yeah?
You think you can climb your rope?
Climb 50, 60 feet on this rope?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Can you?
I can try.
And when we've climbed it, what then?
Maybe we can climb over rafters or something. Get down.
You think so?
Whoever put these ropes up in the first place had to get up there to fasten them.
Well, the longer we just hang here, the tireder we're going to be.
All right. Let's swing apart then and start climbing.
Okay. Man, oh man.
What's the matter?
I was just thinking. We're swinging from the end of a rope. But I wouldn't say we were hung yet.
All right, cut loose.
Okay, every man for himself. Here goes.
Good luck, Jack.
Oh, stop,
Jim.
Don't try to do much climbing while the rope's swinging.
Take your breath, fella, and climb.
Yes, I know, Hermie, but Jack told you to go to sleep.
I've been trying, Reggie, honest.
Just can't make it, eh?
I guess it's on account I haven't got any clothes.
Well, you got all the clothes the Indians wear.
I guess I would make a very good Indian.
You'd get used to it in time.
Where'd Jack go?
He went back across to the other ledge to look for Doc.
This is a hard place to keep folks together, ain't it?
Well, it certainly is.
Sonny's still asleep?
Still sleeping.
I guess the vampire lady's asleep, too.
At least pretending.
Oh, it's sure dark in here, ain't it, Reggie?
It is that. I keep stumbling. Only way I can keep track of all of you is to make the rounds and touch you.
You want to look out when you touch the vampire lady.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, she bites. They are funny people down here, don't they?
They do that.
Aren't you just a little sorry now? Are you stowed away when our plane came along?
No, I like you fellas.
Well, that's nice of you. Say so?
Yeah, I guess I like Sonny best of all.
Ladies' man, are you?
I'm going to stick to Sonny all the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you mentioned it to her?
Not yet, but I ain't got anyone else.
Well, what about your father?
Oh, he didn't want me. He said I was just one more thing he had to look after.
I'm not much of a father.
I like you fellas a lot better.
Do you? Hmm. Oh, I wonder what's keeping Jack and Doc.
I guess you don't have to worry.
No?
There ain't nothing they can't do.
Well, I don't know. We're running up against things this trip we've never experienced before. Listen. Did you hear anything?
No. Did you?
Something just made my back hair stand up on end.
Did what?
Listen. Oh, must be nerves. I think I'll step out to the door of the cell and have a look about.
Don't go very far.
No, just to the door.
Yeah.
Well, everything seems to be all right.
Oh, look out! Let me see where you are! I've got a